Hello and welcome to another episode of 30 Minute Motorcycling, a podcast for those riders who are at the beginning of their own dual wheel journey. Well, you'll discover something new about how your motorcycle, moped, or scooter works in less than 30 minutes. If you've listened to episode 24 of 30 Minute Motorcycling, you'll know what suspension travel is. If you haven't, or you need a reminder, suspension travel is how much your suspension can move between uncompressed and fully compressed, i.e. when it can't move an inch or millimeter further. The more the suspension can move up and down, the longer the suspension travel is. In this episode, we're going to talk about the differences between long versus short suspension travel and when you need a setup of either type. But first, how much travel should your shock absorber have? It all depends on three things. Number one, the type of motorcycle you've got. Number two, where you use it. And number three, your riding style. Knowing that, when would you need a short suspension travel setup? Well, do you ride mostly on paved streets or out on a racetrack? Then, apart from the old pothole or trash in the road, you don't need to contend with that much, at least not in terms of surface. Cars are a whole different story. Anyway, you don't need to set up your suspension to handle rough terrain because with a bike like a cruiser, a standard motorcycle, or even a scooter, the worst type of terrain you can expect to come across is gravel. What you do need, however, is a suspension setup for stability, good handling, and precision. You'll need a short amount of suspension travel, usually set between 80 and 120 millimeters. So that's short suspension travel. What about long suspension travel? If the common theme for short suspension travel was paved asphalt roads, then long suspension travel is the complete opposite. If you need to have a long suspension travel setup, you probably ride off-road most of the time. And forget your gravel roads because we're talking truly off-road here and all that goes with it. From fallen tree trunks, rocks, and other nature-based obstacles that a long suspension travel setup will cushion you from. If this is a setup you want, the suspension travel needs to be between 150 to 300 millimeters of travel. But wait, how do you measure suspension travel? Is it hard? I'm glad you asked. And no, it's not hard. All you need is a ruler or a tape measure. To determine your suspension travel, you need two reference points. The top point, i.e. when the shock is uncompressed, and the bottom point, when the shock is fully compressed. Once you have these two points, subtract the two, and presto, you've got your suspension travel. As an example, let's say that we have a suspension setup where the shock absorber's top point is 600 millimeters and the bottom point is 200 millimeters. Then, the suspension travel is 400 millimeters, since 600 minus 200 is equal to 400, which would make it a long suspension travel setup. And there you have it. Those are the differences between long versus short suspension travel, the most appropriate scenarios for each type, and how to determine how much suspension travel you've got. I hope you enjoyed listening, and above all, that you discovered something new. Until next time, keep your helmet on and your eyes on the road. Bye!